Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Into the Unknown, The Quest to Understand the Mysteries of the Cosmos is a popular science book by astrophysicist Kelsey Johnson, a professor of astronomy at the University of Virginia and former president of the American Astronomical Society. The book examines some of the largest unresolved questions in modern cosmology and astrophysics, including the origin of the Big Bang, the behavior of black holes, the nature of dark matter and dark energy, the possibility of hidden dimensions, extraterrestrial life, and the meaning of time. Its purpose is not simply to summarize what science has already established, but to explore the boundaries where current evidence, theory, and imagination begin to run out. Johnson writes for general readers while drawing on professional scientific knowledge, and she gives unusual attention to the philosophical and theological implications of cosmic uncertainty. The result is a book about scientific inquiry as much as about the universe itself. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, cosmology as a study of questions that remain unresolved. A central feature of Into the Unknown is its emphasis on the unfinished nature of cosmology. Rather than presenting astronomy as a steady march toward a complete final theory, Johnson focuses on the gaps that remain after major scientific achievements. Questions such as what caused the Big Bang, what preceded it, and whether the universe has a deeper structure are not treated as minor technical puzzles. They are presented as examples of how far scientific reasoning can reach before it encounters conceptual and observational limits. This framing matters because modern cosmology often depends on indirect evidence, mathematical inference, and observations of phenomena that cannot be reproduced in a laboratory. Johnson uses these limits to show why uncertainty is not a failure of science but one of its working conditions. The book therefore differs from simple introductions to astronomy by making ignorance itself part of the subject. Readers are encouraged to see unknowns not as empty spaces, but as active research frontiers that shape the questions scientists are able to ask. Secondly, dark matter and dark energy as signs of an incomplete cosmic model. Johnson addresses dark matter and dark energy as two of the clearest examples of how much remains unexplained about the universe. Observations of galaxies, galaxy clusters, and large-scale cosmic structure indicate that visible matter cannot account for all gravitational effects. At the same time, measurements of cosmic expansion suggest that an unknown form of energy is associated with the accelerating expansion of the universe. These ideas are central to contemporary cosmology, yet they are not fully understood in terms of direct detection or underlying physical mechanism. Into the Unknown uses them to illustrate the difference between a successful model and a complete explanation. Scientists can describe patterns, build equations that fit evidence, and make predictions while still lacking a full account of what the relevant entities actually are. This distinction is important because it prevents readers from confusing scientific confidence with absolute certainty. Johnson presents dark matter and dark energy not as speculative decorations, but as necessary placeholders in a universe whose observed behavior exceeds current explanatory tools. Thirdly, black holes, time, and hidden dimensions at the edge of physical intuition. The book explores black holes, the nature of time, and possible extra dimensions as topics where everyday intuition becomes unreliable. Black holes are especially useful for this purpose because they combine gravity, space-time, and extreme density in ways that test the limits of general relativity and quantum theory. Questions about what happens inside a black hole, whether information is lost, and how singularities should be understood point toward areas where existing theories are difficult to reconcile. Johnson also considers time not only as something measured by clocks, but as a physical and conceptual problem tied to cosmology. If the universe has an origin, then the question of before the Big Bang may not have a simple meaning. Hidden dimensions likewise challenge the assumption that reality must match ordinary sensory experience. And by treating these subjects together, the book shows that the cosmos often forces science to revise basic categories. Space, time, matter, and causation may be less intuitive and less final than they appear in daily life. Fourthly, scientific humility through the examination of assumptions. A major intellectual concern in Into the Unknown is the need to examine assumptions before claiming knowledge. Johnson draws attention to the difficulty of proving even apparently simple truths and uses this point to frame science as a discipline that depends on scrutiny, not certainty. Cosmology makes this issue especially visible because its claims often rest on chains of inference from limited evidence. Telescopes provide signals from vast distances in ancient times, but interpretation requires models, background assumptions, and mathematical frameworks. Johnson does not suggest that this makes science weak. Instead, she shows that reliable science gains strength by identifying where uncertainty enters the argument. This approach encourages readers to distinguish between evidence, interpretation, and speculation. It also resists the tendency to treat scientific results as either unquestionable facts or mere opinion. The book presents knowledge as provisional but disciplined, open to revision while still constrained by observation and logic. This is one of its most important contributions to public understanding of science. Lastly, the convergence of astrophysics, philosophy, and theology. One of the book's distinctive qualities is its willingness to discuss places where scientific questions overlap with philosophy and theology. Johnson does not turn cosmology into a religious argument, but she recognizes that questions about the origin of the universe, the limits of human understanding, and the possibility of realities beyond comprehension have long been central to philosophical and theological reflection. This interdisciplinary approach gives the book a different tone from many popular astronomy works that restrict themselves to empirical findings. The point is not that science should abandon evidence, but that some questions raised by cosmology may not be answerable by measurement alone. For example, the existence of a beginning, the intelligibility of the cosmos, or the ultimate grounds of physical law can lead beyond technical physics into questions about meaning and knowledge. Johnson treats these intersections cautiously, emphasizing humility rather than doctrinal certainty. The result is a broader view of cosmic inquiry, in which scientific discovery and human existential questioning are connected without being collapsed into one another. In conclusion, Into the Unknown is well-suited for readers who are interested in astronomy, cosmology, and the deeper questions that arise when science reaches its current limits. It will be especially useful for general readers who want more than a list of cosmic facts, but who do not necessarily have advanced training in physics. The book offers intellectual benefits by clarifying how scientists think about incomplete evidence, why unresolved problems such as dark matter and dark energy matter, and how concepts like time, black holes, and the Big Bang challenge ordinary assumptions. Its practical value lies in improving scientific literacy, particularly the ability to separate established evidence from open questions and speculative possibilities. Compared with many popular science books, it stands out because it gives sustained attention to the meaning of uncertainty. Johnson does not treat unknowns as temporary embarrassments that will inevitably disappear, nor does she use them to dismiss science. Instead, she presents them as the most revealing places to study how knowledge is formed. The book also differentiates itself through its careful inclusion of philosophical and theological dimensions, making it a strong choice for readers who want cosmology presented as both a scientific field and a human inquiry into ultimate questions. If you would like to support Kelsey Johnson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.